Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. I didn't almost forget what I was about to say. Anyway, look at this being consistent for 2 weeks in a row. Happy summer. anyways, how's it going, Jade? And do you have any church announcements?
It's going good. I'll be outside again, not this weekend. Luckily, my only plan is to go see Bad Boys.
It's so good. Tired.
Good. That's what I keep hearing. But if anybody will be, not this weekend, not next weekend, but the last weekend of June, if anybody is going to be in Jersey, I'll be at, I forgot the name of the con.
The Atlantic City?
I'll be in Jersey City.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Jersey City at the for the Juneteenth, even though it's not Juneteenth, but the Juneteenth con. And Brooklyn Con went really good. It was really fun. Saw a lot of people. Who knew wrestling was such a big thing amongst the nerds?
I've seen. Other than me. I did not realize that at first. And then when I got into Twitch world and streaming world, I saw how much it was bubbling back up. Well, I mean, I guess it was always there. But, like, yeah, I saw how big an impact wrestling had within the nerd community.
It's huge.
Yeah.
They had a ring and everything. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be up for anything else outside of, gearing up for BlurredCon and then, DreamCon. And that's it. Yeah.
Cool, cool. I am trying to speak words now, but I'm good other than that. So my church announcement is that I dyed my hair. That's pretty much it. That's ongoing and or coming up.
I went blonde.
I don't know if it younged me up or aged me, but I like the color, so
I like it.
I dyed my hair, and I mean, streams are still, like, ongoing. That hasn't gone away. I don't have anything big, to announce for now. So, if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan and continue to watch my YouTube, yeah, that's about it. All right, so let's go ahead and get right into the docket. And as a preface, I'm gonna just say, Christians feel how y'all feel. I don't care. starting off with our news beat, we actually got it was a series of things that kind of made me want to cover this, because I feel like it's about high time. So, it seems that Christian nationalism is, on the uprise. I don't know if I should say it's making a comeback, because historically speaking, the country of America did fall towards Christianity more than any other religion. That said, I don't think Christianity, for the most part, guided laws and rules I don't think that was the main guiding source for a good proportion of our laws. At least, not at the foundation. There is, discrepancy of, I think it was more so just, certain people wanted to stay in power, not so much Christianity, but they just happened to use the Bible as an excuse for, chattel slavery and all of that. Everything else just seemed to be, white people shit. I can't think of any other way to put it. But lately, in recent months, it's been an uptick of lawmakers, government officials kind of propping up, wanting to bring back godliness, Christian traditional values, under the guise of certain things that they would want to put in place as far as laws, as far as repealing stuff. So some examples of this that we've seen, like, just within the last week or so. So there are some recordings from a Supreme Court Historical Society event uploaded to the internet where Chief Justice John Roberts and Samuel Alito responded to questions about political polarization and the ongoing quote-unquote culture war in the United States. In the excerpt, Alito allegedly says that he's on record. But in the excerpt, Alito says he agrees with the statement that the person recorded made about the need to return the country to a place of godliness. For his part, Justice John Roberts didn't really say much. I think he was just trying to steer the conversation back to, like, a more neutral standpoint. So that was just one example. And while the ethics of secretly recording conversations is a little hanky depending on which state you're in, like, I do think that was, like, really interesting that happened to come out this week. All right, but this is not the only case of rising Christian nationalism. So the Southern Baptist Convention apparently happened this week as well. And Southern Baptists is the denomination of Southern Baptists is the country's largest Protestant denomination. There we go. And they voted on Wednesday to oppose the use of IVF, in vitro fertilization. The vote was an indication that evangelicals are increasingly open to arguments that equate embryos with human life, and that 2 years after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, fetal personhood may be the next front for the anti-abortion movement. They also attempted to vote in an amendment that would move to crack down on congregations with women in pastoral leadership. In other words, they made a move to put an amendment there saying they don't want women as pastors, and they were going to, like, excommunicate churches that have women pastors. The amendment would have added language to the denomination constitution saying that only men could be affirmed or employed as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by scripture. Which apparently echoes the Southern Baptist statement of faith, but opponents warned that it was unnecessary and risk alienating and punishing churches that broadly align with Southern Baptist values. And then last but not least, and I won't, like, talk about this in depth because it touches an equity that affects me directly as far as work and shit, so by that measure I can't really go into details. But I can go into the details of some of the stuff. So this proposal, Project 2025, it's 900 pages long, so I understand if y'all don't get the chance to read it, because that's a lot. But read some of it. There is language in there that, heavy language in there, rebuking and stripping protections, or proposing the stripping of protections, particularly from LGBTQ+ community, as well as codifying a possible abortion ban. Both of these were propped up in that 900-page scary-ass proposal as changes that align more with traditional Christian values. So, so as a Christian who is probably deemed as fallen from grace, I don't know, former Christian, well, I wouldn't say former Christian, I don't know where I am, I'm just here. As somebody who was Christian but is just here, this is very, this is interesting. This is interesting as far as, like, seeing the trend of, like, the country kind of backsliding, because say what you want about the founding fathers, but at the very least they were secularists who wanted to codify and start up a country that didn't fall under, one, a monarchy, and two, a single religious rule. So to me, that's very interesting that we're, like, backsliding into a place that not even the founding fathers wanted. Let's see. Do I have any more about that? Yeah, this is just an interesting time. I didn't think, well, I it kind of makes sense, and it doesn't, because like clearly there's also this thing going on where apparently there's this wide age gap in churches. I actually like brought it up today in conversation. I was like, I don't know if it's just a black church or just like widespread. Apparently wide age gap where if you're going to church, you're either really old or you're young because you don't have a choice because your parents are dragging you to church. But the swath of young adults, like 20, 30-ish year olds, maybe even 40s, don't really be going to church like that. If they do, it might be virtually, but they're not sitting in them pews or chairs as much. People still go to church, but it's not as central as it once was. So I think all of this is very much kind of a response to that, plus the freedoms that a lot of people can enjoy now that they couldn't used to enjoy. So yeah, your thoughts though. Also, hi Spoon, hi Nighthawk. Okay.
Yeah, what happened to church versus state? Like, the separation of church and state.
Exactly.
Like, realistically, because that was a whole thing. It's been a thing, and now all of a sudden it's not a thing. Like, we're just going to forget about that. Forget about, like you said, one of the things that, why this country was founded. To get away from, and now they're trying to pressure, even though we have so many different nationalities, we have so many different races, we have so many different ethnicities and religious views, and now they're trying to force the Christian view, but it's like a specific subset of Christian views.
Yes.
So it's just crazy. Also, people, when they don't pay attention to some of these bills and like the bills that they try to pass, and like you said, it's nobody wants to read 900 pages.
Oh, this isn't even a bill. It's just right now is basically, I don't want to call it a manifesto because that's heavy implications, but that's how it reads to me. It's a proposal. I'll leave it at proposal because it's not anywhere near the near Congress. It's just if a certain party wins or sweeps the election this year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just like, it's very sad. It's giving this country is ghetto, and I want to leave.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of, yeah. Which I hate.
Ghetto here.
I hate, because it's like I finally get to enjoy certain privileges I always wanted. Oh, thank you, Spoon. I actually got inspired because I was like watching this is a random side note. But I got inspired because I was watching the Bald and Beautiful podcast on my way into work, and I was like, red lipstick really does look cute, and I was like, I need to start wearing my red lipstick again because I bought it, so mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you. But yeah, any additional thoughts, more thoughts?
Just y'all practice your right to vote and vote smart. How do I put this in the nicest way possible? We are stuck between a rock and a hard place, and sometimes I don't know about you, but I'd rather be under that rock than a hard place, stuck in a hard place for a long time.
Yeah, because I was gonna say that hard place, like based on what I've read from that proposal, that hard place would bash our heads in. So definitely, definitely I'll hide my head under a rock for a few more years if I had to.
Yeah. It's like four more years of just, it's okay. Then 4 years of terror.
I hate that we don't have ranked choice like other countries, but hey.
Yeah. But yeah, The government's always going to have their hand in a woman's uterus. That's another thing.
Yeah.
They're never going to take it out. They're just in there. So, and after the overturning Roe versus Wade, they're really in there. So, these are y'all elected officials, because that's not my elected official. Don't put that on me. But yes. Yeah, that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, but just like, in case y'all haven't noticed, or maybe you haven't and was wondering, is this really happening? For some reason, the church decided they want their hand in this even more than they had been in the past. It's not enough y'all go tax-free. Oh.
Right? And if anybody knows, the church is the messiest place in the world. It is messy. On every sense, every level, every sense of the word, it's messy.
So yeah. Also, I like randomly like decide to learn about or do a quick learn about what was it? Crash Course History. Which they like provide videos at work and stuff. So I did a Crash Course History video lesson on Judaism, Christianity, and from Christianity from Judaism to Constantine. I was like, oh. Like, not to get too far into Christian philosophy and all that, I just think it's very, like, interesting and also hilarious that it is great that people found something to believe in the sense of, like, Jesus Christ and all that. I also think it's hilarious that people tend to prop up Jesus Christ, but Jesus also did not like the politicians and the rulers who ended up killing him. The Roman government who ended up killing him. But he much rather prefer hanging out with the homeless and the prostitutes, as they were called back in the day, and the homeless. Yeah, just like, oh, and the thieves. That was the other one.
And the lepers.
Right? Crash Course is so good. Anyway, that was just a quick aside. I was just like, It's the irony for me, but moving right along. So, I would say a subsidiary of Xbox was in some news. So gaming quality assurance or QA workers say that they were laid off for trying to unionize. So this is from the Communication Workers of America, who filed a claim with National Labor Relations Board, alleging that a Microsoft affiliate studio, which is why I put Xbox there, because if it's gaming, more likely Xbox, or Xbox subsidiary, laid off 160 QA workers due to unionization efforts. The CWA, which is the largest media labor union in the U.S., recently filed a claim with the National Labor Relations Board against what it describes as a Microsoft supplier, stating that the company laid off an entire team of QA workers, and the Idaho-based team included 160 workers that were all let go by the company Lionbridge Technologies. The company allegedly told workers that their project had ended, necessitating the layoffs. There you go. The new post claims that teams assigned to the same project in Mexico and Poland continued to work on it after the Idaho team's dissolution. So they laid them off for cheaper labor. The project was specifically associated with Activision, which is owned by Microsoft. Oh, I should put the Blizzard one up there. That's what I get for rushing. So specifically associated with Activision, which is owned by Microsoft. This isn't the first time that Lionbridge has been accused of union busting activity. Back in 2016, the company laid off all union affiliated employees after inking contracts with a group of temporary workers. At the time, the company's attorney blamed the layoffs on reduced demand. Now, I will caveat this and say apparently, from what I've read from commentators and whatnot, that quality assurance workers don't necessarily have long-term contracts anyway, because they're kind of in that final stage of production. Because they're literally testing it out and testing it out for like final bugs and whatnot, and testing it out for bugs along the way. So it doesn't like their process on the, of the production doesn't last as long as say like a software developer, from my understanding. However, I do think it's very interesting that these QA workers were laid off for making an attempt to unionize to make sure they had like certain protections because their work typically doesn't last that long. And then basically got traded out for cheaper labor overseas. Well, not even overseas. Well, one was overseas in Poland. The other was down south in Mexico. But yeah. So, I will also say that union busting is also apparently a thing that's going to be brought back. So we're just backsliding McGee just generally. But yeah, so, Any additional thoughts on this though, Jade?
Yeah, definitely. It's we're back in the twenties and thirties
were big union times.
Like Great Depression era, when the unions were just like they were like nope. So that's all it's giving that. It's not funny, but it's ironic to get fired for the same reason why you're fighting for like these things, the unions, that way they can't do things like this.
Right.
It's just like, damn.
Yeah, I do.
But Microsoft going Microsoft.
That they are. Because they're a corporation.
Yes, these big corporations, that's what they're going to do. They don't want to unionize. And gaming is kind of, within the entertainment industry, is kind of one of like the last things to get unionized, because a lot of people think about like the Actors Guild and the screenwriters, and then now they're doing the for costumes and everything like that, they're trying to unionize. But gaming is a part of entertainment as well. Mm-hmm. So like you have like the voice actors, you have the developers, you have like all the people who work on the back end, and they're trying to unionize too, because without them we would not have these games. And they're trying to save their jobs because they can go over and get cheaper labor from other countries for the same job. But it's just like, you might not, it's not right. Just because you can do it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. So yeah, so I'm very pro union.
Yeah, so, but yep, so that happened. Probably see a bit more of that, as you said, especially because gaming is kind of thought of like in a last minute way in the entertainment industry, so they don't get as many protections, apparently, unless you work for Nintendo. But they don't get as many protections as like the rest of the entertainment industry, which also had to fight for protections even up to last year, and still got to fight for protections because, like, yeah, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, as we, well, you know. Good.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, it kind of makes sense for Nintendo, for them treating their employees a little nicer, just because it is a Japanese company first. And most, even in America, if you have a lot of companies that are owned by Japanese companies, most of the time, they treat their employees way better than they do American companies, or like even some companies overseas, because there are other countries that treat their employees nice. But something about Japanese companies, they make sure that their people are kind of taken care of and not burned out as much. Yeah. So yeah.
Yep. All right, moving right along to Creator Hub. So Twitch news, it wasn't a lot. Twitch is basically updating their clip system that requires you to click save clip in order to, for the clip to actually be saved, and clips that aren't intentionally saved won't be published. I actually appreciate that, because like, just because like, you're not the only one clipping, and it's not just you and your moderators or whoever, anybody can clip something depending on what settings you have. So it's like, the clips that happen to be random, you don't necessarily have to be published if you don't click save them. Or just do what every streamer has to do on the back end, just delete clips that just got randomly clipped for whatever reason. Twitch is also offering a 7-day free trial of Turbo. So, if you don't know what Turbo is, it basically enables you to watch people's streams without getting the ads. So, you pay, I think it's like $12 a month. Instead of having to subscribe to like whatever, like every channel, to avoid ads, you can do Turbo for $12 a month. And you can watch all the streams you like ad free. After the trial, it'll be charged to your local Turbo monthly price, similar to any other subscription platform. Let's see. New upgrade. Your subscriptions experiment asks subscribers to change to a higher tier, and it dangles the Plus program carrot even if the streamer has no Plus Go active. Yeah. I don't know if I have to turn a subscription experiment on. I am kind of interested to see that on this end. Like, I wonder if there's a number per se. Like, if they see, like, chats popping or whatever, are they more likely to dangle the Plus program carrot to try to get people to subscribe at a higher tier, even though they're raising subscription prices and, like, economy's not that great. But anyway, it's like, I just think we're in a time where people don't got it to subscribe like that, but, well, I won't put that on everybody, because people have been getting into the Plus program. I am also just trying to be aware that, like, not everybody got it, so I don't necessarily push for it. I won't push for it until I get at least maybe partner, which will be a while away. So, but I am very curious about, like, this whole subscriptions experiment, and just like how much that'll try to advertise for people to like subscribe to get their streamer into the Plus program. All right, so next up, the new chatter introduction feature is being Jesus words. I always read that as depreciated, but there's no I there. Deprecated? But I like depreciated better. Anyway, it's going away. The new chatter introduction feature is going away. It's not the new chatter highlight, but rather a whole other implementation. So the new chatter introduction, at one point, it was like a short feature, but it started in 2022, I believe. It basically was like, hey, there's a new chatter, and it prompted you, if you were a new chatter for that stream, it prompted you to either say hi or tell a little bit about yourself. But the new chatter highlight is still going to show up on stream, so, you know, streamers can tell if there's a new person. But the whole prompt of, like, introduce yourself is going away. But any thoughts on those Twitch updates?
The new chatter one was never needed. It was just like, yeah, that's cute. I definitely think that for the Turbo, because for a long time, I never knew what Turbo was. And this, like, I've known about it for the past couple of years now. That's so weird to say that. I've been, like, watching Twitch and stuff for a couple of years now. the last couple of years, that's when I learned about it. And I was just like, oh, that's a thing. But I still never subscribed to it. I couldn't tell you, like, on the site how to subscribe to it. So I think it's smart for them to give a free trial, so that way people can actually utilize that before they try to take it away like they do everything else.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a nice little thing. And you get a little cute little thing that goes in front of your name, a little battery.
Yep.
But Yeah, on Turbo, so definitely trying to boost the popularity of it to make gain money off of that. That's a way for Twitch directly to gain money without having to split the money with any streamers. That's all for them. So it's like a slick way of doing it. The whole thing with the higher tiers, I get it, but like you said, we're not in the same economy that we were back when everybody was careless during the pandemic, because we weren't in better situations then either, but we were just like living our best lives, being like, well, we might get sick, so
might as well. We were very much in might as well phase, but it was a whole panini going on. We didn't know what was gonna happen.
Exactly. We're like, live it up today. So yeah. But now we're all like, yeah, the world is open, it's back to normal, and we're like, yeah, no, I gotta save my coins. So to tell people like, hey, if you up your tier, no, because I did that one time and forgot about it, and kept forgetting about it every time it renewed. So yeah. But yeah, Twitch is, at least this is, I'm glad that this is a light week for Twitch.
Well, light-ish. Light-ish, because there's also some shit that went down with this one dude streamer who was hurting for views, so decided to say, like, anti-LGBTQ stuff on Pride Month. But I also did not want to give him any more air. So I was just like, eh.
Yeah. But yeah. But it was a light way in Twitch. We didn't have to say Twitch do better.
That's true.
In that sense, it was light.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. And then some creator industry news. What happened? Oh, you're yawning. Okay. Creator industry news. So Stream Elements has launched a multi-platform activity fee for YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Trovo. I'm really curious if anybody really streams on Trovo. Neither here nor there. The other three I can understand. But, Trovo, though. Maybe, well, it's an activity fee, so I don't know if it'll have a multi-chat fee. I gotta double check on that. But there should be a way. Anyway, that's a back-end thing that I gotta take care of. Oh. So I can stop switching back and forth between Restream and regular Twitch. Neither here nor there. Moving on. The Esports Awards opted to make a political business move by signing a deal with Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. In response, many involved, including Golden Boy, Tom Battinger, Intero, and others, resigned from their positions. I don't know any of these people, but I applaud them for standing on principle. Dexerto earns about $10,000 daily from ads, as they left their internal analytics on a publicly available subdomain. Dang, raking in coins. I could have been a trashy gaming news site. Anyways, Instagram is testing unskippable ads, and TikTok is testing Snapchat-like streaks. Any thoughts on those, though?
Why is Instagram trying to be Snapchat so bad? And nobody asked for it.
You mean TikTok?
Like, at all. I don't get that. I really don't. Or TikTok, whatever. I sound old now. I'm like, they all the same thing at this point. All of them, they're the same. So I'm like, never mind, I take that back. Might as well have a streak. I don't know why they need it, but sure. It's like the most irritating thing in the world. I tried to do that once and kept up a streak, and then it was just like, okay, yeah, this is annoying, to being forced to talk to somebody every day to make sure you check in every single day versus like people that you talk to every day anyway.
Like, I got stuff to do.
Yeah. But it, exactly. I am an auntie. I am somebody's auntie. Full for it. I am somebody's auntie. My nephew's already called me old, so
oof.
I'm an auntie. But Stream Elements, I'm glad that they find the time to create new things when they don't have the time to get actual, what are those, the little challenges that you do for the partnerships.
Oh, talking about the brand deals?
So while they're working on multi-platform. Yeah, the brand deals, those suck.
Yeah, they do.
We're gonna call a spade a spade.
That's why I stopped doing them.
They downright suck.
Apparently I've qualified.
They're impossible, and
they really are.
They make their viewers have to pay oodles of money for stuff. Where it's just like, wow.
Yeah, apparently I'm still qualified for quite a few up to this day, but yeah.
They're not worth it. And I mean, they are, I guess, but at the same time, they aren't. But kudos to them for having the multi-platform feed. That's actually kind of cool. But yeah. Also, $10,000 daily from ads. $10,000. Let's become a trashy podcast and just make money from ads. I can talk about Blue Chew.
Listen, all we gotta do is just switch up the format and just review the balloon popping videos all day, and we'd be set. Every week we'll just do a new balloon popping segment.
Yeah. And I already watched those videos. The balloon popping for the people in the relationships, or not relationship, but like trying to date, those ones, and then the stupid videos of them burning things with the hot red balls. Love those videos. Don't know why. I like will sit there and just watch them. It's like some people watch Zeus videos. I was like, nope. Give me a balloon popping. I watched one today. The girl read the man's filth. She called him. She told him he looked like a Ninja Turtle. I was like, it was funny.
And I can no longer unsee it.
I would talk about that all day, and we could make oodles of money. but yes. But, teach me how to make $10,000 posting trash.
Anything on the esports awards?
Yes, that's all I have on that.
Deal on. Not kickback and all do reviews. We'd be bacon bake.
Oh yeah. Props. Right. Just. Just reviews on reviews on reviews. Just be making money off of it. Look, that's an idea that Mike already had when he was saying that we should watch different, like how the state of plays and things like that. Watch those and have me review the stuff, because he's very technical about it and like gets the games, and I'm very like, it looks cute. Oh, it's slashy. I'd play that. Or like how I had so many critiques on different things, like the last one, the Xbox one, and the because the men I paid zero attention to. But when they had that black woman up there, I was like, okay. So I was actually paying attention to her. But then in my head, she kept nodding no way too much. She shook her head when she talked. And I just kept critiquing it. I was like, why does she keep shaking her head? I was like, this doesn't... That's not a selling point. If you wanted to sell something, you nod your head up and down when you talk. This is not helping you. And you're just like, really? You watching that and that's what you're going to critique? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I was like, yeah. But yes. And also, I support people who stand up for... who stand up for themselves and the rights of others. And yeah, so it's like a I lost my train of thought, but yeah.
I was gonna say get on there for standing on business like that, but yeah, that was it for creator industry new stuff. We just need a little bit more time. Well, I need a little bit more time also. We can just do reviews all day is what I'm hearing. And make some quick money. Some quick soulless money. Moving on to who just don't care. Alright. So I lumped this into one. I forgot to add this SCOTUS. Just pretend this is the Supreme Court. Alright, so SCOTUS had a unanimous vote that basically kept the abortion pill. On the flip side of the coin, the Senate rejected a codified IVF law. So to give the rundown of that, the Supreme Court case was brought by a group of anti-abortion rights doctors and medical associations against the FDA, and the High Court, in a unanimous ruling, rejected the challenge on procedural grounds, finding that the plaintiffs did not have the legal standing to do so, because what rights did it infringe? That's literally what the decision, like, I think it was Judge Kavanaugh who wrote it. But that's basically what he said. It was like, your rights aren't really being infringed on with this. Like, there's no reason. So, yeah. So, yay, Supreme Court in a rare win. But on the other side of the coin, the Senate Republicans defeated a bill that would have established a federal right to in vitro fertilization, a piece of legislation that Democrats forced to the floor on Thursday as part of an election year effort to contrast their approach to reproductive rights with that part of the party across the aisle. I can't help but wonder if this was after the Southern Baptist Convention vote, or if they were, I'm sure they were working on it already in the background, but I do think they went ahead and pushed this to vote after that vote with the Southern Baptist Convention. So the bill, which was the Right to IVF Act, would have overridden any state efforts to restrict the right to IVF, as well as seeking to make the treatment more affordable and accessible, including for U.S. military service members and veterans. Here's my thing. If we are in a baby drought, because the birth rates have declined steadily over the years, why are you restricting IVF? Abortion is like... Do I agree with it? No. I don't agree with the restriction to abortion, but I get it. But IVF? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say this goes hand in hand with the first topic we talked about, the whole separation of church and state that we don't have anymore. So because they believe that this is science and not God, that's why we shouldn't have that whole IVF. And it's just like, but y'all want them people to have babies. Y'all want more of them running around. I was going to say something completely different. I'm so glad my mind caught up to me. Oh, yeah. I'm glad my mind caught up really quick. But yeah, y'all want people to be having babies left and right. We're not in the baby boom anymore. So, like, nobody, it's expensive. Life is expensive. Nobody wants to have kids right now. Like, and if you do, that's a luxury at this point. Kids have always been a luxury, but it's like, it's really a luxury right now to afford a child. So for them to not want people to have access to IVF, or like women's bodies, who once again, they're going to have their hand in your uterus, because not all women have the, their bodies aren't able to have babies on their own, or they just need that extra push to help them. Just because like we're not like, women aren't like men, to where with cis men and cis women, you're born with the amount of eggs you're going to have for the rest of your life. That's it. When your eggs run out, your eggs run out. Men produce sperm forever. So it's just like, that's when they say like, oh, your baby, your clock is ticking and all that. And it's like, it's true, because you only have a limited time to have babies until your eggs start running out. And like, you have women that have them later in life, yes, but that's why the risks are always higher with them, because they have more at-risk pregnancies, because your body is not as equipped to have been as fertile as it would have been in your 20s and 30s. But yes, like, they should definitely make IVF more affordable. It's a very expensive procedure. Why do you think most people, when they have it and they end up with twins, you just be like, yep, because you're going to knock it out two at one time. Like, you get your instant family and you're good. And then a lot of times it doesn't take the first time, and like, they have to do multiple rounds of it, and it's expensive. It's rare to find companies that'll actually, they put it in their healthcare plans to cover it. So when you find those kind of companies that do that, it's really great. But it should be something that's covered under healthcare, period. And we're just going to keep having laws and bills put into effect that'll make it harder for people who actually want to have babies that the government wants you to have, that don't want to take care of. Because that's the thing too. They want you to have babies, but they don't want to help you take care of them. So yeah. But it's like, just let people have the right to their bodies. Let people have the right and give them the means in order to have these children that you want them to have. And maybe people will start having babies again.
Yep. That perfectly said. I have nothing to add. Yeah. Yeah, all that was perfectly said. Oh, yeah. Anything on the Supreme Court strike down of that bogus lawsuit?
Good. We don't get many wins, but that's one of them. It's like, thank you, because that's ridiculous. And I'm glad it's unanimous. Like, it wasn't like they all shut it down. It's like, thank you. For once, thank you.
Okay, I actually do have a picture for this. So this sad sack right here. The Sandy Hook families are justifiably getting all of their retribution and taking all of Alex Jones's monies and assets, and I'm here for it. So the families of the Sandy Hook massacre victims want to seize Alex Jones's social media accounts now in his bankruptcy, saying that that the conspiracy theorists' frequent posts to fans are a key part of the InfoWars business being liquidated to pay for Jones' debts. Jones, who filed for bankruptcy protection 17 months ago, has given up on trying to reach a settlement that would reduce the $1.5 billion that he owes to the relatives of 20 students and 6 staff members killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. In case y'all are not aware of why this lawsuit was brought and why this man is now broke, Alex Jones is conspiracy theorist, had his own like YouTube channel and all that, spouting certifiably insane shit all the time, a lot of the time, and selling like testosterone product and like what do you call it, junk protein stuff, junk workout stuff, like workout supplements, there you go, junk supplements. But in the midst of that, also spouting is certifiably insane shit. So part of the certifiably insane shit he was spouting was basically saying that the unfortunate tragedy of Sandy Hook, of the Sandy Hook shooting, was all a government conspiracy. And in so many words, he was like, well, I ain't seen any dead kids, so it's all fake. So the families, rightfully so, sued the hell out of him, and it got settled, and he got sentenced to pay a hefty fine of $1.5 billion, to which he broke his business. So, yay for the families. Because imagine, like, it's just, I can't imagine somebody close to me perishing in that way, and some mad conspiracy theorist online saying it was all fake. But yeah. So, any thoughts on that, Jade?
Yes. Get your coins. I want you to take him for every cent that he has. Every penny. Every single one. All of them. It's like, yes. Nothing should be left of that man. Nothing. At all. He should be living in a studio apartment that he's about to get evicted from because he can't afford it. Yes. Take that man for all he has.
Yep.
I support it. For it.
Absolutely for it. I want them to get all the coins and take him for everything he's worth, and take his junk supplements as well. Not that anybody should really use them, but yeah, just take everything at this point. Okay. And
I don't even know if he has kids, but if he doesn't, if he doesn't have kids, if he one day has them, I want you to take their money too. I want this to be generational. Get that $1 billion. Until we get to a billion, generational. Just keep taking money. So when your great, great, great grandkids can't figure out why they're still paying bills for other people, you'd be like, because your great, great, great father was running his mouth.
But yeah, last but not least on the weekly round up, where you at? Young Thug's lawyer. This trial has been the funniest shit. So the defense attorney for Young Thug found it in contempt and ordered to spend 10 weekends in jail. So a Georgia judge ordered the lawyer for Young Thug to spend the next 2 weekends in jail after finding him in contempt. Defense attorney Brian Steele, pictured here, represents Thug, who's currently on trial in Atlanta on charges including violation of Georgia's anti-racketeering and gang laws. Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge Euro Glanville on Monday ordered Steele jailed after the lawyer refused to tell him how he found out about a meeting between the judge, prosecutors, and a prosecution witness. This whole trial has just been funny. But your thoughts?
It's hilarious. What I've been having a field day with that one. I was just like, he really was like, I'm not snitching. So I'm being put in jail because I'm not snitching. Also, as a lawyer, he's like, nope. I bet Young Thug at that moment knew that was the right lawyer for him. He was like, yeah, really the one. And then the fact that he had to ask the judge and the police department if they could be in the cell together because he was like, he wouldn't have time to prepare for court during the weekday. So they're like, yeah, so can we be in the same cell? So that way, because they wanted to be housed together, so that way they can work on his court case. I was like, ain't that some shit? I was like, this is funny.
This is,
you'd be like, we in jail together.
This is wild. How are you a lawyer and you're in weekend jail on a trial that you're like on the defense of?
It's a mess. This whole trial has been a mess.
It really has.
It's like, even with what was it? The one witness who was talking, or like, the witness that they were interviewing, and he was in the jail. He was there high.
Oh yeah.
And they ended up having to arrest him.
It's just been wild all around.
Or them bumping Young Thug's music.
Yes. And him
and his lawyer listening to it. Like, that, it's just been funny. It's comical at this point. It's comical.
But yeah, this trial has been a wild time. I didn't have any other weekly updates. I just thought that was hilarious. Now, I did see something that we'll probably cover. I'll be around next week. So we'll probably cover next week. I will probably do a deeper dive on what's going on with Miss America. Because I was gonna add that, but I was like, oh no, that's a deep story that I kind of want to look into a little more. So I didn't know if you had anything else for the weekly updates, but I just figured I ended on a funny note. Okay, go ahead.
Y'all know why we don't have likes anymore on Twitter?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because Elon got caught. Elon has a little kink, and he got caught and found out. And then he swiftly got rid of likes. He swiftly got rid of them.
Freaky ass bro.
That was the funniest thing that happened this morning. I was like, what do they mean? They got rid of them. Yeah, I know. Who was it in the group chat? And they were like,
I think it was Doc. It was Knee. Oh no, that was Kate. Yeah, that was Kate who said that.
Yeah, that was Kate. Oh. But yes, it's just that was funny. I was like, because at first I didn't know what happened until somebody, I was like, I'm so glad screenshots are a thing, because they were swift with it too. Like, it was one of those moments like, And I was like, sir, we seen it now. All you could have did was just unlike it. You could have just unliked it and could have just went about your business. But instead you were like, so we're getting rid of likes. We're getting rid of people being able to see your likes. And for one thing, it's funny, but like, realistically, for people like me who use the other side of Twitter for other things, I actually need to see likes, other people's likes, because it helps me navigate who to follow and like different stuff. So now you can't see that. And it's like,
no, but
so annoying.
Even for gaming Twitter. Well, that's the only Twitter I have. But even for my Twitter, which is solely around gaming. But it's like, if I am in within this Kingdom Hearts community, and like I run across someone, and they might reach out and be like, "Hey, can I collab?" It's like, now, especially if I don't know them, if they're not in a mutual community, it's like, well, now I got that. I can't vet you properly. Because it's like, one side of vetting is like, well, is your content good? The other side of the vetting is like, are you a weirdo? Because I don't want to risk my platform. Yeah, just like in the general creator sense, like, likes have been very much a thing. Because I can see, and I don't really, to a degree, I don't really like care if you like something that I might disagree with, as long as it doesn't like tie directly to who I am as a person or who my friends are as people. But if you're just like, no, so and so is great for the economy, and it's like a Republican, someone is like, I don't really care about that part. But it's the other side of like, are you a trash ass person who is liking some Nazi shit? That's what, more so where my concern is. Or just like a overall like a weirdo. I can't with the weirdos. And it doesn't really have anything to do with the communities I'm in. It's just like people have been getting exposed lately. I'm just like, oh my goodness. Glad I never retweeted their stuff. But anywho, so likes were actually useful because it allowed us to be nosy.
Likes were very, very, very useful. I miss them already. It was quick.
RIP and peace to likes, I guess. Okay. Is there anything else? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it. So I have like an Uber delay. So I'm trying to like keep up with when you're not talking. I can tell in the video. I'm like, okay, she stopped talking. So then I can kind of go. And I've been bouncing off of that for like a good 20 minutes.
I was like, I noticed the delay, which is weird because it wasn't delaying when we were offline. Neither here nor there, I guess. It's late now. But yeah, I noticed that. I was just like, okay. But tech be teching. What can I say? But all right. Well, that is another episode of the NPC Talks podcast. Thank you all so much for coming out. We should be back next week. We'll let y'all know for sure in Discord.